The Complete Trombone History of Mankind. Sooner or later, anyone who is a member of the Mormon Church must stand up in front of all the other members and perform. Do their thing, no matter whether he or she has a thing or not. It doesn't matter if you're shy, suffering from a chronic speech impediment, a hunchback with prickly heat, a drunkard, or a dirty, no-good spitballer. Eventually, the higher-ups will get you on stage and make you find an act. Yodel, cry, talk about how God saved your spinach from the earwigs, or just stand pigeon-toed and run the zipper of your fly up and down in 3/4 time. Sooner or later, you must do something. I remember when my neighbor girlfriend was hit by lightning while walking to school. As soon as she was released from the hospital, she had to get up in front of our church members and tell them how she had been saved by God from being burned and fried like a skinny-ass shoestring potato. And what had really saved her was a yellow plastic beanie with a red propeller that turned in the wind. The lightning melted the beanie right into her hair and couldn't go any further. Her parents had to fix her up with a wig, false eyebrows and eyelashes, and gobs of lipstick so she could stand up on Sunday morning to bear her testimony to God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Then there was the time Mrs. Turner told how her husband had been run over by a freight train just south of Blackfoot, and where his secret Mormon garments covered his body, there wasn't a scratch on him. He was dead, but by sweet loving Jesus, his body had been saved from mutilation by his amazing underwear. Everyone had a miracle. Even my friends got up and told strange stories that I knew weren't true, but I figured they had as much right to lie as anyone else. I slowly began to realize that all you had to do to make a story become a miracle was tell it in church, laced with pipe organ music, light shining through stained glass, two women crying, a sinner on his knees, and beautiful flowers hanging in wicker baskets. And then all dreams, visions, and good old bullshit become the golden voice of truth. If you were to tell the same story in a bar, you get thrown out on your ass in 10 seconds flat. I knew that someday I would have to get up there and do something, but I had no idea what I could do. I was 16 years old and searching for my miracle. 1 week before Easter, I had the strange feeling that my theatrical virginity was going to collide head-on with destiny. I had stalled them off long enough, and the higher-ups were running out of truth to feed their flocks. That morning, the bishop found me making out in the sacrament room with the sinner's daughter when I should have been getting the bread and water ready for the sacrament. Buddy, when are you going to do something? He said, I and the girl. Guilt, that was my downfall, and I fell right into his trap. His eyes were burning donuts through my Holy Ghost. I can't do nothing. I stutter and stammer when I get in front of people. I've never had a vision. I can't read very well. I can't even play the accordion. Maybe I could go out there and show them how to bulldog a steer. How about that? As I was showing the bishop how I was going to bulldog a steer, my girlfriend took off, and for a lot of strange reasons, she immediately joined the Catholic Church. The bishop was getting angry, and his eyes looked like a summer storm had moved in. There was a tornado in one eye and a hurricane in the other. No one turns down the bishop. I heard you've been taking trombone lessons. Oh, shit, who told you that? Never mind, next Sunday I want you up there giving us a trombone solo. But I can't, I said. I don't know nothing except the scales. And I felt my heart trying to skydive right out through my mouth. He raised his body into a full 10 feet of authority and power, and I saw in his eyes all of the covered wagons coming across the plains and the women pushing hand carts 1,000 miles. And I heard the voice of God telling the Mormons to get their dreams across the sagebrush. And I saw that all of their angels were doing push-ups just to stay in shape. And then I saw my bishop's tongue become the bullwhip of the Mormon Empire. Learn something, pray, and perhaps God will help you. And he flew out of the room so fast I felt like a small, simple, and lonely pilgrim standing alone on a tall mountain after the deluge. My trombone teacher cracked up when I told him what had happened. He said it was impossible for me to learn anything that quickly and refused the help. All during the week, I tried to learn Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song, but I couldn't hit any of the high notes and very few of the lows. So on Saturday night, I got down on my knees and I prayed my ass off, hoping for a divine revelation. And just before I finished, I snuck in a little P.S. to the cowboy Buddha, my secret God hero. The next morning, all of the flowers were a peacock of arrogance on this day of the triple header, Sunday, Easter, and the first day of spring. I went down into the basement of the church and prepared for my debut. I shined up my old pawn shop trombone as best I could, and I even tried to pound out a few dents with the heels of my new cowboy boots. And then I took a gallon of bubble soap and poured it into the bell of my old pawn shop trombone. The group singing was over and I knew I was next. I went upstairs and waited behind the altar until the bishop called my name. And now Buddy Sky will give us a trombone solo. My knees were shaking so much the bell on the steeple began to sing, but somehow I got out in front of the congregation. And I found my mother in the audience so I could get some strength by looking at her beautiful face. I even tried to say something about my search for the miracle, but my words came out sounding like a brain gargoyle. So I put my trombone up to my lips and I closed my eyes. I said a short airmail special delivery prayer to my superhero, the cowboy Buddha. And then I blew out one of the finest bubbles in the history of mankind. At first, there was a long-held silence as if a real miracle had actually happened. Then I heard a few laughs and giggles, and I opened up my eyes just in time to see my mother cover up her head with her new spring coat. And I saw my amazing bubble floating in the air with the first day of spring Easter sun diving right through the middle. And then the people stopped squirming in their seats. They stopped picking their noses and hitting their kids with songbooks. And they raised their eyes to the heavens of the church. And inside that first bubble was the sweet smiling face of Jesus in vista, vision, color, and quadraphonic sound. The next bubble I blew out came looking like a watermelon. Stumbled around until it found its own circle. And then it started for the sun. The 12 apostles were inside, washing the feet of Jesus, and Judas was even laughing. And I blew out another, and Jesus was standing on home plate in the 1929 World Series. The next came out multicolored and side-ordered with angel smoke, and Jesus was auditioning in an Easter egg zoot suit at the Apollo Theater. There were two bedroom scenes we had never read about in the Bible. And then a complete full-blown orgy came rumbling right out the bell of my old pawn shop trombone. And I knew I was in real trouble. I tried to knock it down with the slide of the trombone, but it got away and took off for an open window high in the roof of the church. A few Mayan gods in full ceremonial dress snuck out in Aztec blue bubbles. And then Satchel Paige and Mary Queen of Scots came running nude through a field of pink daisies. My church members were beginning to yell at me. They were trying to knock down the bubbles with songbooks and purses, but their shots were falling way too short. I knew I had to leave, but before I split, I gave them one more super bubble that was produced and directed as the complete unexpurgated life of mankind. That was it. It was like the great and famous sonic fart in church, and it blew them right out of their seats. They started throwing their songbooks and purses at me, and then I got hit by a pint bottle, Dickel, Saramash Bourbon Number 12. So I blew them an encore, and it was the cowboy Buddha riding a Brahma bull right out through the third eye of God. I grabbed my magic trombone, and I ran for my life right up the guts of the church and out the gilded doors. My mother had fainted, but I knew I couldn't stop. I had to leave home sometime. The bishop was calling for the police as I cleared the front steps and headed for the highway. I stopped the first semi leaving town and jumped in. He was going to San Francisco, and so was I. The bubbles had finally escaped, and they were catching the wind currents and floating all over town. The complete trombone picture show of mankind. And by God, they were going to San Francisco too.